Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, we are so good. Congratulations on all the success of yet another amazing song, 7500 OBO.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It never gets old, that's for sure. I love making music and always excited when people like it. You know, I love the song. I love the record. And when we recorded it and when we finished it, I mean, I love the melody of the song and the story of the song and everything. But when we finished it sonically, I really loved the way the song sounded. And right away, felt like it was a radio song.
Do you have anything that you can remember that you sold that you regret selling back in the day?
A song that I passed on or a car, something I sold?
Like a car or a motorcycle or a boat or something?
No.
Or a horse?
No, a horse, no. I don't know that I regret selling anything. I mean, I got one that I will never sell. I have a Cadillac Escalade that we've had for, I don't know, 17 years or so that our kids sort of grew up in, that I got so many memories of hauling a bunch of cheerleaders to football games and basketball practices and softball practices and taking cross-country trips. And I remember stripping out all the seats and loading all of my daughter's stuff in it and moving her out, driving cross-country with her out to L.A. and all those memories. So that's something that I'll never sell, and it'll never go away.
How old are the kids now?
Gracie's 25, Maggie's 23, and Audrey is 20.
So did they get to drive the Escalade when they turned 16?
They drove it a little bit. They didn't really care that much about driving that big old Escalade. but the cool thing is they all learned to drive. My dad had this little Mercedes 280 SL that he bought when they won the 69 World Series, and he bought it with his World Series check. And so he passed that on to me. So all of my daughters learned to drive in that. So that's pretty special.
That is incredible.
Isn't it crazy how just a vehicle, a big old thing of metal can hold so many memories? And your daughter was in the music video for this, right?
Yes, she was. She starred in it, and she just knocked it out of the park. I was so proud of her. She was so poised and so professional, and I got to watch her shoot the whole day. I tried to stay out of the way. She certainly didn't need any tips from me, but I was standing behind the monitor one time when they were doing the kissing scene, and instinctively, and I didn't do it on purpose, it's just the dad in me came out, and I yelled cut real loud in the middle of the scene because I thought the kiss went on a little bit too long, and she had to come over and have a talk with me.
wouldn't it be great if you could yell cut at all times when you knew?
Yeah. Well, I had them convinced forever that I had cameras in the car when they went out anywhere, but that didn't last long. I didn't fool them for very long.
That's so funny. I want to ask you, with all the acting and all the music, what is left on your bucket list of like things you'd like to accomplish?
Oh, wow. Look, I've been so fortunate and grateful for everything in my life. Everything's gone way past any expectation or dreams that I could ever hope for. I just want a good, healthy life for my daughters and for them to pursue their dreams and have success and to be happy. I mean, that's on my bucket list. And, you know, grandkids down the road for sure, but way down the road.
Yeah. Well, you, I think you're probably going to be the most in shape grandpa when that when that does happen.
I might hold it out that long.
I just had an injury, a pretty bad one, when I was doing some muscle ups, like CrossFit move. I tore my tricep tendon. It was kind of brutal. I had surgery, doing physical therapy now. I'm wondering if you have had any setbacks in your workout journey that you have overcome, or is there something that you don't do anymore?
Well, I've had two knee surgeries, and I've broken my right foot 3 times, and I've had an elbow surgery. So,
so a lot.
Yeah, but I can't run anymore. That's what I really miss. I used to run a lot, so now I really can't run anymore. So that's out of my routine. But
I think what Tim McGraw is trying to say, Rob, is stop your boo-hooing over your one little muscle.
But you got to do your PT. That's the way you recover from it. You got to do what the doctor says, for sure.
Yeah, we're doing 2 to 3 days a week right now, so we'll get back to it. Working on getting back in McGraw shape pretty soon here.
Right on.
I wanted to know, in the beginning, and I could not find this, I really did look for this info. Who taught you how to play the guitar? Because you started singing first, and then you played the guitar, but who taught you?
No, what happened was, I'd had a guitar in high school, but I didn't mess around with it much because, I was an athlete, so I was always playing ball, so I didn't mess around with it much. But when I was in college, my first year of college, the first summer of college, I had some roommates and everybody had left for the summer and I had a job. So I was still living in the house and all my roommates had left. And so I had some free time on my hands. So I actually went to a pawn shop and pawned my high school ring and bought an acoustic guitar and sat there all summer and sort of looking at chord books and watching CMT and seeing where they would put their fingers. And over the summer, I learned about 50 songs. And that's how I started playing. I started playing and playing by myself, playing for tips at a catfish house. And that was really my first gig.
Wait, it broke up. What did you pawn in order to get a guitar?
I pawned my high school ring to get a guitar. My grandfather found out about it and went back and found my high school ring and bought it back for me, though, later on. So I got lucky there.
But broke up again.
Did we lose him?
I think his grandfather, went and got it, right?
Yeah, my grandfather went and got my ring back for me.
Oh, you got it back. That's
good,
great.
Grandpa. Yeah. Oh, my God. I was thinking, oh, my God, there's a Tim McGraw class ring somewhere out there.
luckily, he found out about it and went and got it back. But I think I only got like $30 for it, and I bought a $30 guitar. But that's what I learned to play on.
Well, you must be a quick learner, Tim, if you learned 50 songs in one summer. I feel like that's a lot.
Well, after I learned the first couple and started sitting around the fraternity house and realized that girls liked it, it was pretty motivating.
Yeah, I think that's why most dudes pick up a guitar.
Absolutely.
Right? That's kind of how
absolutely.
It starts.
Worked out pretty good.
Yeah,
it's like sports and music, right?
Absolutely.
Tim McGraw's got those tricks. Hey, with all these awards, which one ends up being the most important or special to you for whatever reason, the time of your life or who was with you when you won the award? Do you have one that like sticks out?
Wow. I mean, gosh, I don't know. I think Faith and I, when we did our second Soul to Soul tour, or maybe our first Soul to Soul tour, I'm not sure which one, maybe the first one, we were both nominated for Entertainer of the Year together. I don't know how, but I won. But that was always special because we had done that tour together. We were both nominated, and that was like my first one. So that one will always stick out as a memory. And then when we won, any award that we won together, gosh, I think I've got one Grammy solo, and the other Grammys I have, I won with her. So without her, I wouldn't have too many Grammys.
You guys make a good – it's definitely a good pair. I know Rob's got
– that's what they call power couple.
Well, I got the best end of that deal.
Hey, how many times today have you been asked about Faith's armpits?
A couple of times. The funniest part was when I was the one that had to tell her that she had to start doing that, because Taylor, we were at my nephew's wedding, and Taylor Sheridan called and said, who's going to be the one to tell Faith she's got to start shaving her armpits like right now? And so we were having the wedding dinner, and I leaned over and told her what Taylor just told me, and you should have seen her face drop. It was like a kid saying that there's no Santa Claus. She just... She just almost
for real though.
But she embraced it once she got going. She embraced it.
What was the biggest challenge for y'all doing that show? I know you said that you pretty much learned that you can work on no sleep. But what else did you find difficult about it?
I know you guys were in like a river.
Yeah, it was very physical. It was long hours. I guess the toughest part were the elements. We were in the elements the whole time, and we maybe had 5 good days. The rest of the time it was either 110 degrees or it was, you know, 8 degrees. We were either freezing cold or burning hot, and it was never comfortable. But I think that added to the realness of the characters, I believe. I think that became part
exactly.
of
Exactly. Cuz you know you're story. You know you're getting a, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, it just became part of the story. It became another character, you know.
You get a little taste of, you know, back when you didn't have all the luxuries of running water and all that good stuff and electricity that we have now.
Oh yeah, I told Faith that if it had been me back then, I'd have went a week and said, you know, this looks like a pretty good place to settle down right here. About a week into the journey, it was tough. Yeah. I mean, and you know, we didn't want to romanticize it. You know, a lot of Westerns are pretty romanticized, and we all. Taylor and the whole crew and everybody was so invested and believed in the story and the script so much. We wanted it to be as authentic as it possibly could and be as real as it possibly could.
Hey Tim, I have a question only because I'm obsessed with horses. Can you tell us about the horse that you rode in the show in 1883? What's its name? Did you like it? Was it a good horse?
Yeah, I had JW was my main horse and I had a backup horse I called Mud. Who I wasn't crazy about. We didn't get along too well, but my main horse we got along great. And he was my horse that I did all the fast riding and the heavy duty riding. And Mud was the horse that was the standstill horse to deliver lines. And he didn't like me too much, so he wasn't very good at standing still. And I had a few rodeos in the middle of all that, especially in the river crossings when things got a little wild sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Broke up again. I know. I got to pause.
I'm sorry. Did you repeat?
No. Okay. Every now and then it will hear.
It drops out.
Yeah, it drops out for a hot second. Do you think maybe it was because you named him Mud?
Maybe because I called him Mud. That's probably why he didn't like me too much. I don't know what his real name was, but I just called him Mud.
Yeah.
I love that. It's a good horse name, actually.
Hey, I don't know if we ever got the story. We're going to kind of go back in time to a little bit. When Real Good Man was out, one of our favorite songs, can you tell us where were you, what were you thinking, and what were you drinking when that song came about?
I think 2003 is when it came out. I was driving a Neon. I remember playing this song, Tim. Oh, I love this song.
Oh, thank you. I don't remember what I was driving at the time. I remember hearing the demo for the first time and knew I wanted to cut it, and that was one, I think that was on the Dance Hall Doctors album, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one that we took the whole band up to upstate New York into a studio, and we camped out for a couple of weeks and recorded that album. And,
yeah.
And I remember in the studio recording that we had a lot of fun with it, and it was one of those that we knew was going to be a lot of fun live, and it's still one of my favorite ones to play live.
Yeah, I think anytime you put that on, people jam out immediately. You know it the first, you know, within the first 2 seconds of that song, you're like, yep, this one's a jammer.
Yeah, it's a good rocking one. We like playing that live. And, you know, we mix it up a little bit live and make it a little funkier even.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, we do a thing on our show called The Last Laugh because we'd like to see who makes you laugh. Do you have a stand-up comedian or someone in the movies that makes you laugh super hard?
Oh my gosh! I'm not one of those that watches those. I'm not a comedy guy. I don't watch comedy movies too much. But my favorite comedian, if I could go back, just still makes me laugh, is George Carlin. He was always my favorite. And anytime I'm flipping through channels and they have some old stuff with George Carlin on, I sit and watch and he'll make me laugh. And then now Faith and I get in the habit of every now and then we'll catch All in the Family.
Yeah.
and Archie Bunker makes me laugh pretty hard.
He had such a great character. And yes, I love George Carlin. I can't pick a favorite bit, but I think it's all about the stuff. You know, having a house for your stuff.
Yeah, that one and A Man Died Today. Well, admiring his hot step when he's admired, he was in his hot air balloon and stepped out to admire it from a distance.
Yeah. So we really appreciate the time and always fun catching up.
Right on. Good talking to you guys.
And thank you so much for the music and for the shows and for everything, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Robin Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.